从明天开始，在我们喜乐都教会啊，会举办今年西南区的青年灵恩会。
So starting tomorrow at Cerrito Church, we will hold the Young Adult Spiritual Convocation.
啊，这次的主题是维生盼望。
The topic for this seminar is hope.
A whispering hope.
Whispering hope. 啊，
那主要是要探讨以利亚先知的转变。
And it will be studying the transformation of Elijah.
以利亚先知，好，我们每一个人在人生当中都可能有好几次的转变。
So throughout our life, we might have several transformations.
以利亚先知的一个转变之一啊，就是他能够发现他在信仰上、侍奉上的一个盲点。
So the transformation of Elijah happened when he realized that there is a blind spot in his faith.
在我们生活当中，我们也很容易有这个所谓的盲点。
So in our daily life, it's easy for us to also have this blind spot.
所谓的盲点常常是我们所没有去注意，甚至不晓得的我们的缺点。
And these blind spots are ones that we cannot see or do not know about it at all.
我们在开车的时候，我们也说会有盲点。
When we are driving, we have blind spots.
如果没有去留意那个盲点，是很危险的，会出车祸。
If you don't take note of these blind spots, it's easy for you to go into an accident.
如果在我们生活当中有缺点，我们又没有去注意它，那可能会伤害我们的人生。
If in your daily life you have blemishes and you do not know about, then it may damage your life.
那以利亚先知在他侍奉的路上有一个盲点。
So in the servitude of Elijah, there is a blind spot.
就是他一直以为说神的先知只剩下他一个，只有他一个人在热心的服侍神。
And it is that he thought out of all of the workers of God, he was the only one still serving the Lord.
其实呢，还有很多他不晓得的这个神的仆人。
But in fact, there are several other servants of God that he did not know about.
比如说今天晚上我们要查考的一位他就是跟以利亚先知是同时代的一个神的先知。
For example, the character we will be studying tonight is another contemporary prophet of Elijah.
他也是一个很有热心、很勇敢。在服事的一个先知。
He was also a fervent and a brave prophet serving for the Lord.
今天晚上我们要来看到三个人物。
So tonight we will be discussing three characters.
第一个呢是一个不敬畏神的王，但是呢他还是很强盛。
The first is a king who did not fear the Lord, but yet he remained strong.
请看列王记上十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上第十八章
First Kings chapter 18
十八章第七节
Verse 7
第七节俄巴底在路上恰与以利亚相遇，俄巴底认出他来，就俯伏在地说，你是我主以利亚不是。这个以利亚似乎从人群当中、群众当中失踪了好长的一段时间。
So Elijah had disappeared among the congregation for a long time.
那这个当时的王亚哈，以色列王亚哈王，他一直要找这个以利亚。
So at the time, the king of Israel, King Ahab, was searching for Elijah.
因为当时国家有一个困难就是天不下雨。
And at the time, the nation went into a drought.
那这样的一个灾祸国王认为就是以利亚所带来的。
And the King Ahab thought that this was brought about by Prophet Elijah.
所以抓到以利亚，或许才能够解决这个事情。
So in order to solve this problem, they must have Elijah.
如果不能解决的话，把这个带来祸患的一个原因把它杀掉、除掉也好。
So if they cannot capture him, it's best to perhaps kill him.
所以亚哈派人到处在找这个以利亚。
So King Ahab sent men to search for Elijah.
那这个 俄巴底啊，他一看到以利亚，他就认出来这个是先知以利亚。
So when Obadiah, Prophet Obadiah saw Elijah, he knew right away that this is the prophet.
第八节
，verse 8.
以利亚回答说：“是，你去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里。”
Verse 8. Yes, he replied, "Go tell your master Elijah is here."
第九节，俄巴底说：“仆人有什么罪？你竟要将我交在亚哈手里，使他杀我呢？”
Verse 9. What have I done wrong? Asked Obadiah, that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to be put to death.
哦，这个以利亚说：“你去告诉你主人，你找到了我。”
So Elijah told Obadiah to go back to his master and said that you have found Elijah.
哦，我要跟他见面。
I will speak to him.
哦，但是俄巴底他有点不敢相信。
But it's difficult for Obadiah to believe what Elijah has said.
哦，因为如果他走了，以利亚又不见了，那他等于向王说谎话。
For if Obadiah had left Elijah to go tell King Ahab, and Elijah had left during this period, then Obadiah would have lied to King Ahab.
第十节
，verse 10.
俄巴底说：“我指着永生主你的神起誓，无论哪一邦哪一国，我主都打发人去找你。”若说你没有在那里，就必使那国啊那邦那国的人起誓，说实在是找不着你。
Verse 10, as surely as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master had not sent someone to look for you. And wherever a nation or kingdom claimed you were not there, he made them swear they could not find you.
那在这里俄巴底他就描述啊，这个亚哈王是如何的在寻找以利亚。
So here describes to what extent King Ahab had tried to find Elijah.
哦，你可以感觉到，如果他不是一个强盛的国家，他的态度怎么有可能是这样子
？So if Israel had not been a strong kingdom, how can the king of Israel, King Ahab, send men in such a manner?
哦，就好像说我到你家去找一个人。
For example, I sent someone to your house to find someone.
哦，如果找不到，我应该向你道歉说啊，对不起。啊，这个打扰了哦。
If I cannot find this individual, perhaps I will make an apology, saying that I have disturbed you.
哦，但是这个亚哈是要对方说，你要起誓，以利亚真的没有在你们这里。
But instead, King Ahab made the nation make an oath or swear that Elijah is not within their boundaries.
哦，如果他国家不是强盛的话，他讲话怎么能够这么强势？
If the kingdom of Israel were not strong, how can he say make ask such a thing?
啊，那在圣经的记载里头，这个亚哈王他也的确多次的击败啊，当时的另外一个强国叫做亚兰国。
So in the Bible, it records several incidents when the kingdom of Israel had defeated the kingdom of Aram.
Syria.
Or Syria.
那这，但是亚哈王我们都知道，他是出了名的一个不敬畏神的一个一个邪恶的王。
But we all know that King Ahab was an evil king.
那一个不敬畏神的王，他又为什么会强盛
？So how can such an evil king rule such a powerful nation?
那我们也可以去看到说神的怜悯。
We can see the mercy of God.
因为神不愿意。这些以色啊，这个北朝以色列国这些神的百姓受苦。
So, for God does not want the people of Israel to suffer.
所以如果从军事力量来讲，亚哈好像是一个成功的人。
So based on the military strength, King Ahab might seem a successful person.
但是成功有很多的，不是只有单一的理由，有好多的原因。
But success does not depend on only one factor.
这个亚哈之所以强盛呢，是因为神怜悯他的百姓。
The reason King Ahab was able to be strong is because God had mercy on his people.
那在同一个时代，南朝的犹大王他是敬畏神也是国家强盛。
At the same time, the southern kingdom, kingdom of Judah, had feared the Lord, and they too were strong.
请看。历代志下十七章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下十七章第三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3。
同一个时代的南边犹大王哈，是叫做耶沙华。
So the king of Judah during that time is Jehoshaphat.
第三节，主与耶沙华同在，因为他行他主大卫啊大卫出行的道，不寻求巴力。
Verse 3, the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because in his early years he walked in the ways of his father David had followed.
第五节，所以主坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡，耶沙华大有尊荣之才。
Verse 5, the Lord established the kingdom under his control and all Judah brought gifts to Jehoshaphat so that he had great wealth and honor.
第十节，神使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与耶沙华征战。
Verse 10, the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdom of the lands surrounding Judah so that they did not make war with Jehoshaphat.
一个敬畏神的王，所以呢，他的国家是强盛的，这对我们来讲，是很合理的。
So this is reasonable to have a God-fearing king rule over a powerful nation.
我们一般的观念就是这样，一个敬畏神的人，他有神同在，有神的保护，那他是平安的，是强盛的。
This is our natural concept. A God-fearing man should have the abundance of God and he shall be strong.
但是我们也知道，像亚哈那样子的人，他的国家其实也是强盛的。
But we also see that the kingdom of Ahab was also a strong nation.
但是我们不要觉得困惑。
But do not be confused.
因为神的作为常常是高过人所人的这个推理或者是人的这个理智。
For the ways of the Lord surpasses all understanding of human.
那再请看历代志下十八章。
So let's continue to read Second Chronicles chapter 18.
那这个当时的这两个王他们彼此之间是有往来甚至是这个这个是结为这个所谓的姻亲，因为结婚而成为亲戚。
So they have been trade and communication between the two kingdoms. Also, there has been a political marriage.
应该我们推想是所谓的政治婚姻。
So it's a political marriage between the two kingdoms for alliance.
就是这个耶沙华王的儿子娶了亚哈的女儿。
For the son of King Jehoshaphat had married the daughter of King Ahab.
那这个耶沙华王他也这个在战争当中打胜过很多次的战争。
So King Jehoshaphat had also won many battles in war.
所以两个强盛的国家如果再联合起来那更有力量。
So when two strong nations allied with each other, they are powerful.
那事实上他们如果以信仰来看是不应该有来往的。
But on the grounds of faith, the two kingdoms should not have any relation.
那甚至有一次他们两个国家联合起来要去跟亚兰人征战。
One time the two nations was trying to fight together against the kingdom of Assyria.
那这个耶沙华王他是敬畏神的。
For King Jehoshaphat feared the Lord.
所以他说我们应该先去求问神。
So he proposed the army to ask first, to seek first the will of God.
那所以呢这个亚哈就召集了他所喜欢的一些所谓的先知。
So King Ahab gathered the prophets that pleases him.
那这些先知都跟亚哈讲说，这一场战争一定会胜利。
And all of these prophets told King Ahab that they shall win the battle.
那这个敬畏神的王他一看他就知道，这些都不是神的先知。
But Jehoshaphat knows that all of these prophets are false prophets.
那所以他就跟亚哈王说，这里不是有神的先知吗？
So he asked King Ahab, don't we have the prophet of God here with us?
我们应该去求问他。
We should go seek him.
亚哈王也知道谁是神的先知。
King Ahab also knew who was the prophet of God.
但是他就是很硬心，他就是刻意的不愿意去问那个神的先知。
But his heart was hardened and he refused to seek the advice of the prophet.
那既然 耶沙法王提出这样的要求啊，他只好也去把这个神的先知给请来。
But since Jehoshaphat made such a request, he had no choice but to seek out the true prophet.
哦，那这个先知呢？啊，就是啊，他的名字叫做米该亚，在第七节哈，18章第七节。
And so the prophet of God, his name is Micaiah.
好，我们请看18章12节。
Let's read verse 12.
十二节，那去招米该亚的使者对米该亚说。众先知一口同音的都向王说吉言，你不如与他们说一样的话，也说吉言。
Verse 12, the messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, Look, as one man, the other prophets are predicting success for the king. Let your words agree with theirs and speak favorably.
哦，所以呀，大家都是要讨好国王。
So every prophet seeks to please the king.
哦，所以这个去叫米该亚的使者啊，就先。提醒这个米该亚。
So this messenger warned Prophet Micaiah beforehand.
说大家都说好话，你也要说好话。
Everyone speaks favorably, and so should you.
哦，这个使者他不是在骗米该亚。
This messenger had not lied to Micaiah.
哦，有时候我们会听人说，大家都这样认为。
Sometimes we might hear that everybody thinks this way.
哦，其实有时候那是一个陷阱。
But perhaps that's a trap.
只有他自己这样认为。
Only he thinks this way.
哦，那他故意夸大，大家都这样认为。
And he exaggerated, saying that everybody thinks this way.
哦，他只是想要说服你。
And his purpose was to only persuade you.
哦，但是这个使者啊，他讲的是真话。
But this messenger speaks the truth.
哦，有400个先知都是跟亚哈王说好话，出去征战一定得胜。
They are.The 400 other prophets who speak favorably towards the king.
哦，他们甚至还用那种啊这种动作的语言来表达这样的啊，来表达这样的一个啊，表达这样的事情。
Furthermore, they use hand gestures to try to persuade this event.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
基拿拿的儿子西底家造了两个铁脚，说：“主如此说，你要用这脚抵触亚兰人，直到他们灭尽。”
Verse 10. Now Zedekiah, son of Kenaniah, had made iron horns, and he declared, "This is what the Lord says: With these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed."
哦，这种动作就好像是先知的动作。
Such a gesture is that of a prophet.
哦，在旧约的先知里头，有时候神会叫他们做一些动作来表达一些事情。
In the Old Testament, sometimes God would ask his prophets to do some perform some task.
哦，那在这里呢，这一个西底家他也是这样子。
So Zedekiah here did the same.
哦，所以这个亚哈王非常的。非常的高兴。
So King Ahab was greatly pleased.
我们再跳过来看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
米该亚说：“我指着永生神起誓，我的神说什么，我就说什么。”
13. But Micaiah said, "As surely as God lives, I can tell him only what my God says."
哦，这个米该亚先知啊，他的回答是。神要我讲什么，我就讲什么。
So the reply of Micaiah is whatever the Lord asks me, I will speak.
哦，我不是站在400人那一边。
I will not stand together with the 400.
哦，如果那400人不对，我不会站在他们那一边。
If the 400 prophets are wrong, then I will not stand with them.
哦，我是站在神那一边。
I stand on the side of God.
哦，400个人跟神来做相比。
So comparing 400 with God.
哦，对人来讲，400个是看得见的。
For men, we can see the 400 people.、哦、
对人来讲，神是看不见的。
And to men, God is someone we cannot see.
哦，所以很容易的是400个人是多数。
So easy for us to think that the 400 are the majority.
啊、哦，但是这个米该亚说，我站在神那一边，我要讲神要我讲的话。
But Micaiah said that I will speak whatever the Lord asks of me.
所以米该亚他是一个忠心，也是一个热啊，一个 勇敢的一个先知。
So we can see that Prophet Micaiah is a faithful servant and a brave prophet.
哦，他这样的表现是应该跟以利亚是很类似的。
And we can see a similarity here, between Micaiah and Elijah.
哦，但是所以以利亚他怎么能够说神的先知只剩下我一个
？So how can Elijah say that he is the only prophet left of God?
哦，这是他在侍奉上的一个盲点。
So this is his blind spot in his life of servitude.
哦，所以这也是他在侍奉上的一个危险。
And this is also a risk in his servitude.
好，那我们也来看一下这个耶沙法王。
So let's look at King Jehoshaphat.
啊，他是一个敬畏神的王。
He is a God-fearing king.
啊，但是在他的人生当中，他也一样有一个盲点。
But in his life, he too had a blind spot.
啊，这个盲点也成为他人生当中的一个危险。
And this became a danger in his life.
他为什么会强盛？
How was he able to be a strong king?
因为他敬畏神，神跟他同在。
For he feared the Lord, and the Lord was with him.
哦，其实这样就够了。
In fact, that is all that is required.
哦，但是人总是能够多取得一些资源，就多要。
But men always seeks to receive as much resource as they can.
哦，其实有了神，就已经等于一切了。
In fact, once you obtain God, you have everything.
那因为耶沙法他是王。
But for Jehoshaphat was a king.
哦，他应该是一个很尽责任、很爱国的王。
He supposedly was a responsible king who loved his nation.
哦，所以他想说，如果能够多得到一些对国家有利的资源，那应该就去得。
So he thinks that he should obtain as much resources that is good for the nation.
圣经没有告诉我们为什么他要跟亚哈结亲。
The Bible did not tell us why he made an alliance with King Ahab.
哦，但是以历史来看，很多时候真的就是政治婚姻，为了国家更强。
But from history, we can see that many nations, in order to establish their kingdom to be stronger, they form these alliances.
哦，所以他就将他的儿子娶了亚哈的女儿。
So he had his son marry the daughter of Ahab.
哦，我们请看历代志下十八章第一节。
Let's read Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1.
耶沙法大有尊荣之才，就以亚哈结亲。
Now Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage.
哦，这里特别说耶沙法王，他也成为一个有尊荣、有资财，就是一个强盛的王。
Here said that he had great wealth and honor, which means his nation is strong.
哦，所以呀，以他现在的力量，他配得上跟亚哈来结亲。
So based on his power and influence, he did deserve to have this alliance.
这个也是人性的一个弱点。
This is also a human blind spot.
我们很喜欢把我们定位在一个让人羡慕的一个位置。
We like to put ourselves in a standard that is envious by other people.
我已经讲过，亚哈王也是一个强盛的王。
We have said that King Ahab also had a strong nation.
哦，他又能这个耶沙法王又能够跟亚哈攀得上关系，那么他就会在这种尊荣上再加尊荣。
So to be able to form an alliance with Ahab, means that he will obtain more honor.
哦，这是我们人性的弱点。
This is a human weakness.
啊，有了还要再有。
That once you receive, you want more.
哦，这本来也是一个优点。
It had was originally a advantage.
哦，因为人本来就是要不断的追求更好、更长进。
For men should naturally seek to become better.
哦，但是却要留意。
But we must be watchful.
哦，因为有些德，它的另一面是损失更大。
For some gain, is loss in disguise.
哦，那最大的损失就是对我们的信仰造成损失。
And the greatest loss that we can have is a loss in our spiritual life.
哦，这是耶沙法他所没有考虑到的。
And this is something Jehoshaphat had not think of.
哦，他自己造成损失，连他的儿子损失更大。
Not only he himself had suffered this loss, his son too had suffered a greater loss.
如果他是为了更加尊贵,
if he wanted to be more honorable,
为了尊贵, 他牺牲了他儿子的信仰,
but for the sake of this honor, he had sacrificed the faith of his son.
如果信仰受到伤害, 那么这个事情其实就是最不值得的。
If you have done something that had damaged your faith, then it is not worth doing.
18章的第二节,
Chapter 18, verse 2.
过了几年, 耶撒法下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈, 亚哈为他和跟从他的人 宰了许多牛羊, 欠他与自己, 同去攻取基列的拿木。
Verse 2, some years later he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. Ahab slaughtered many sheep and cattle for him and the people with him and urged him to attack Ramoth and Gilead.
所以这个耶撒法王他到撒玛利亚去找亚哈王。
So Jehoshaphat went to Samaria to see Ahab.
这个亚哈王很隆重的来接待来招待这个耶撒法王。
So King Ahab put up a feast to receive Jehoshaphat.
常常这个坏人心里恶人心里所谋的总是含着很多的不好。
Sometimes the plans of an evil man is truly very wicked.
这个隆重的接待的背后就是要他一起去做一件事情。
Behind this great and honorable feast, King Ahab wanted Jehoshaphat to do something for him.
他说欠他，我们一起来发动一个战争。
He asked Jehoshaphat to start a war with him.
这有点是在诱骗他，诱导他，引诱他来做一件事情。
This is kind of like a bribery.
那所以。 这个耶撒法跟亚哈做同伴，他就受到亏损。So
once Jehoshaphat made friends with Ahab, he had suffered a damage.
那这件事情后来好在是神的保护跟神的保守。Thank
God for his for his keeping.
我们请看18章28节。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 28.
结果真的他们发动了战争。
So later on, they indeed started a war.
以色列王和犹大王耶撒法上基列的拿莫去了。
Verse 28, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth, Gilead.
29节, 以色列王对耶撒法说,我要改装上阵,你可以仍穿王服。
29, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise, but you wear your royal robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle.
看起来这个亚哈王这个人是邪恶的，所以是很狡猾。
We can see the evil heart of King Ahab here.
这个敬畏神的耶撒法王他 单纯到有一点愚笨。
Jehoshaphat, on the other hand, was very simple-minded to a point of foolishness.
这个以色列王说，我要把王服换掉。
The king of Israel said, I will take off my royal robes.
那你可以仍然穿着这个王袍，王穿的衣服。
But you can still wear your royal robes.
这是很危险的一件事情。
This is a very dangerous thing to do.
无论是古代现代战争里头，一定先把那个将军，先把国王先给杀了。
Whether in the ancient days or now in a battle, you seek to kill the leader first.
果然是这样子。
And indeed it was so.
30节。
30.
先是亚兰王吩咐车兵长说， 他们的兵将无论大小，你们都不可以与他们征战，只要与以色列王征战。
Now the king of Aram had ordered his chariot commanders, do not fight with anyone small or great except the king of Israel.
31节。
31.
这个30节是亚兰王他所下的命令。
So in verse 30 was the command of king of Aram.
哦, 目标就是以色列王。
The target is the king of Israel.
31节,
31.
车兵长看见耶沙华, 便说, 这必是以色列王, 就转过去与他征战。 耶沙华一呼喊, 神就帮助他, 神又感动他们离开他。
31, when the chariot commander saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, this is the king of Israel, so they turned to attack him, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. God drew them away from him.
哦, 在整个战场上, 耶沙华王目标最明显。
So throughout the battlefield, Jehoshaphat was the most obvious target.
哦, 所以大家一看就, 这是一个王。
So everybody can see that this is a king.
哦, 所以大家就, 以他为目标,
so everyone seek after him.
哦, 这有多危险?
How dangerous was it?
哦, 所以耶沙华王他就呼喊。
So Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord.
哦, 这里说神就帮助他, 神又感动那些亚兰的亚兰军队啊, 离开他。
So God helped him and moved the soldiers of Aram to draw away from him.
哦, 这件事情之后, 这个耶沙瓦王他回到自己的国家。
So after this battle, Jehoshaphat returned to his own country.
19章第一节,
Chapter 19, verse 1.
犹大王耶沙华平平安安地回耶路撒冷到宫里去。
Verse 1, when Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, turned safely into his palace in Jerusalem.
先见哈拿尼的儿子耶父出来迎接耶沙华王，对他说：“你岂当帮助恶人？” 爱那恨恶神的人呢？因此神愤怒临到你。
Verse 2, Jehu the seer, the son of Hanani, went out to meet him and said to the king, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord is upon you."
所以这里有一个先知就出来责备这个耶沙华。
So a prophet came out to rebuke Jehoshaphat.
但是人很奇怪啊，人有时候很硬心。
But sometimes the heart of a man is truly hardened.
哦, 人在盲点里头, 常常自己不知道, 跑不出来。
People do not realize that they're in their blind spot.
哦, 那有时候人指, 人跟你指点了, 你还是不能, 人还, 哦, 我们还是不容易接受。
And sometimes when people have revealed your weakness, you still cannot accept.
那耶沙华王呢, 他就是不晓得为什么, 他就是跟 这个以色列的这些邪恶的王走得那么接近。But
I don't know why, but for some reason Jehoshaphat liked to walk with the evil kings of Israel.
哦, 先知甚至当着他的面跟他责备了。The
prophets rebuke him in front of his face.
哦, 他似乎没有把他当成一回事。But
he take no heed of it.
我们看到20章。
Let's read chapter 20.
此后20章的35节。
Chapter 20, verse 35.
此后犹大王耶沙华与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十五节，那个20章35节。
20, verse 35. Later, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who was guilty of weakness.
这个人真的。 如果没有神的怜悯，真的人很难去改变自己。
Without the mercy of God, a man is truly it is truly difficult for a man to change.
那我们来看这个米该亚他是怎么来对待这个亚哈王。So
let's see how Micaiah treat the King Ahab.
请看18章14节。
Turn back to chapter 18, verse 14.
哦，这个米该亚他真的也来到这两个王的面前。So
Micaiah too, came before the two kings.
14节
verse 14.
米该亚到王面前，王问他说：“米该亚，我们上去攻基列的拉莫可以不可以？”他说：“可以上去，必然得胜，敌人必交在你们手里。” 14.
When he arrived, the king asked him, "Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead? Or shall we refrain? Attack and be victorious," he answered, "for they will be given into your hands."
如果我们只看这一节，好像米该亚他也妥协了。
So if we were to just read this verse, we thought that Micaiah perhaps had compromised.
他也是好像说好话，一定得胜。
He also speak favorably towards Ahab.
但是我们看15节。
But let's read 15.
王对他说：“我当嘱咐你几次，你才奉主的名向我说实话呢？”
Verse 15. The king said to him, "How many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?"
14节，米该亚的口气啊，应该是那种讽刺、反讽的口气。
So the tone of voice in verse 14 is perhaps a sarcastic one.
哦，所以这个王一听就知道，你根本不是在说你所你字面上所说的。
So King Ahab knew right away that he was not speaking truthfully.
那所以这个亚哈就很生气了。
So King Ahab was enraged.
那接下来米该亚就讲神要他讲的。
And then Micaiah starts speaking the words of the Lord.
虽然亚哈王是一个邪恶又很强盛的王。
Although King Ahab was an evil king and he ruled a strong nation.
虽然所有的人都站在亚哈这一边。
Although all of the prophets stand with King Ahab.
但是米该亚他还是将神的话讲出来。
But Micaiah still speak the word of the Lord.
让这个亚哈他宣告了让亚哈不安的话。
And he has spoken words that had shaken Ahab's courage.
22节，18章22节。
Chapter 18, verse 22.
米该亚说：“现在主使谎言的灵入了你这些先知的口，并且神已经命定降祸于你。”
22. So now the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours. The Lord had decreed disaster for you.
他就说那四百个先知所讲的都是假话。
So here he said that the 400 prophets speak lies.
他肯定的说神已经要降祸于你。
And he had confirmed that disaster will fall upon him.
当然这个亚哈王他更是愤怒更是生气。
And so King Ahab became even more enraged.
甚至马上把米该亚给抓起来。
And he was sentenced to capture Micaiah right away.
26节。
26.
亚哈王如此说，把这个人下在监里，使他受苦，吃不饱，喝不足，等候我平平安安的回来。
This is what the king says, put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely.
27节。
27.
米该亚说，你若能平安回来，那就是神没有借我说这话了。又说，众民啊，你们都要听。
Micaiah declared, if you ever return safely, the Lord had not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all you people.
米该亚也知道，在当前，他讲神的话，会有怎样的下场。
Micaiah, of course, knew what would happen if he had spoken truthfully.
这个亚哈他当然会非常的愤怒。
Of course, King Ahab would be enraged.
他一愤怒就可以用他王的权柄。
And once he's enraged, he can exercise any authority of the king.
26节不但把他下在监牢里，而且是虐待他。
He not only cast him into a prison and also tortured him.
让他受苦，让他吃不饱，让他喝不足。
So that he suffered, do not have enough to eat and not enough to drink.
米该亚他已经知道这是他会有的下场。
Micaiah knew that this is something that would befall him.
但是他还是勇敢的照着神的话讲。
But he stands strong and speak the words of the Lord.
那米该亚也再一次的说你不会平安的回来。
And Micaiah once again, is declared that you shall not return safely.
那接下来，在这个29节最后一句话，米该亚说：“众民啊，你们都要听。”
So in verse 29, it says that all people listen to me.
先知的这些话，不但是给王听，是要众人都要给众人听的。
The words of the prophet is not only for the ear of the king, but also for all citizens of Israel.
亚哈王他一直听信这些假先知的话，所以他要遭祸患。
Because King Ahab continued to listen to the false prophet, so disaster would befall him.
这个王是很有影响力的。
The king had great influence.
通常在那个时候，王怎么做，百姓就是跟着怎么做。
So at the time, whatever the king does, all of his people will follow him.
所以不是只有王听信这些假先知的话，好多的百姓也都是听从这些 假先知的话。
So it wasn't only King Ahab who followed the false prophet, all of his people followed the false prophet.
所以先知说，众民啊，你们都要听。
So Micaiah said, mark my words, all you people.
所以今天在目前的这个时代里头我们也要像这些众民一样，我们要听。
So as we live in our society today, we must listen like all these people listen to Micaiah.
有时候我们会看到、听到一些宗教上的一些混乱的现象。
Sometimes we may hear or see some confusion or chaos in the religious realm.
我们要去分辨神的灵跟谬妄的灵。
We must be able to discern the spirit of God.
我们要用圣经的真理来做分辨。
We must use the truth in the Bible as a criteria.
这种假的信息、假的先知、假的教训、假的信息，是自古以来不断的都有。
The words of the false prophet had been present since the ancient times.
是每一个时代的神的百姓都要去面对的。
And every people of God throughout every generation had to face this problem.
就是在第一世纪那个初期的教会，他们也是要去面对这些事情。
Even in the first century, when the apostolic church had been established, they too must face the false prophets.
我们来看几个地方保罗的描述。
Let's read some descriptions of Apostle Paul.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说他们是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。
Verse 4, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions.
说有一个他们的特性就是自高自大，制造纷争。
So their characteristics are conceited and they start controversies.
再请看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章十七节。
Romans chapter 16 verse 17。
十六节，弟兄们，那些离间你们、叫你们跌倒、背乎所学之道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
17, I urge you brothers to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them.
这个保罗是用很强的用语说要躲避他们。
So with stern words, Apostle Paul warned them to keep away from them.
那这些人的表现是怎样呢？
So how did these people react?
八节。
Verse 18.
因为这样的人不服侍我们主基督，只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。
Verse 18. For such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites.By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people.
他是很自私的。
They are selfish.
所以是为了自己。
So they only seek after their own interests.
而且是很狡猾的，他会去找目标、找对象。
And they are very smooth and cunning. They know who to find their target.
那再比如加拉太书第一章所说的，有人讲的是已经更改的福音。
So just like what it described in Colossians chapter 1, someone had already preached the gospel that had been changed.
那亚哈的盲点是什么？
So what was the blind spot of King Ahab?
他就是执迷不悟。
He 一直
让自己在被迷惑里头。
He does not want to turn away and keep himself in confusion.
他没有看过神的作为吗？
Hadn't he seen the work of God?
那个以利亚祷告让天下雨，他是这个亚哈王是第一个目，他是一个目击者。
he had witnessed firsthand that how Elijah had prayed and the rain was sent down.
以利亚希望王看了这个看了这个神迹，他能够回转。
Elijah hoped that after witnessing this miracle, that King Ahab would return.
哦，但是亚哈王不但没有回转，他还是要陷害这个以利亚先知。
But King Ahab not only did not return, but furthermore he wanted to hurt Elijah.
哦，这个王没有回转归向神，百姓就很难回转归向神。
If the king do not return to God, then the people cannot return to God.
哦，这个亚哈他的盲点就是。他一直被迷惑，他没有回头。
The blind spot of King Ahab is that he keep himself from these false words and confusion.
哦，神总是会不断的提醒人。
God will all try to warn us many times.
哦，但是人如果一直不回头
，But if the man do not want to turn back,
神就任凭你去。
And God will let you go to.Go on to do whatever you wish.
哦，那就会往自己的地方去了。
And then you will return to your own place.
哦，就不会往神的地方去了。
And you will not walk towards God.
那亚哈王他看起来一直是要来对抗神的旨意，对抗神的先知。
So King Ahab had tried to go against the prophet of God.
哦，但是真的人怎么有？人的对与神对抗啊，就好像用脚在踢刺一样。
To go against God is like kicking a throne.
我们看历代志下十八章。历代志下十八章。
Second Chronicles chapter 18.
三十三节。
Chapter 18 verse 33.
亚哈也是把米该亚的话听进去了。
King Ahab had heard the words of Micaiah,
所以他心中也会怕怕的。
So he had some sense of fear in his heart.
哦，所以他才会出那个主意说，我脱掉王服，我穿一般啊，跟别人一样的衣服。
That's why he took off his robe and disguised himself.
哦，人都怕死。
Every man fears death,
尤其是亚哈王
especially King Ahab.
尤其他听了米该亚对他所说的话
especially after when he heard the words of Micaiah.
所以他也很努力的要保护自己的生命
So he tried hard to protect his own life.
三十三节
verse 33.
有一人随便开弓，却恰巧射入以色列王夹缝里。王对赶车的说：“我受了重伤，你转过车来拉我出阵吧。”
33.But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the section of his armor. The king told the chariot driver, "Wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded."
啊，这个亚哈真的是踢到刺了。
So King Ahab truly had kicked himself on the throne.
哦，所以米该亚所说的话都是肯定的，都实现了。
So every word of Micaiah came true.
哦，所以虽然只有他自己一个人，但是因为他站在神那一边，所以他是多数的。
So although he was the only human, but because he was on the side of God, he became a majority.
哦，你可以说是超过半数的多数，也可以说他是超过三分之二的多数。
You can consider him a small majority or absolute majority.
哦，所以我们在信仰的道路上面不用惧怕。
So on our walk of faith, do not be afraid.
好，我们跟神就是多数。
Once you're on the side of God, you are the majority.
我们一起唱诗378首。
Let's sing together number 378.